Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson, and I'm your host, Ben Carson. Today, I want to share a special podcast episode with Pastor Jack Hibbs, who was originally aired on the Real Life Network. The Real Life Network is a great partner of American Cornerstone Institute. Hear more about our Little Patriots program and why teaching children the true history of America is so important to the future of our country. Thanks for watching.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's a great honor to have you, Dr. Carson,
wonderful
with us.
Wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, it's a delight. So our first time that we ever met, I was honored to be in your office, and we discussed some of the issues, not only in the nation, but in California regarding the low-income situation mm-hmm. and the homelessness. And we talked a little bit, and it was very, very exciting.
And you guys actually did something.
We did something, and we're still doing something about that. So it's been a thrill. So thank you for all of that. I just want to bring people up to speed. Tell us, what's the passion now that drives Ben Carson? What is happening with your ministries? And we'll talk a little bit later about your impact regarding the Star Spangled Adventures, which is making maybe the biggest impact. But tell us about all that you're doing.
Well, you know, I decided that I was going to retire after I finished my stint at HUD and play golf, see all the movies I never saw, read the books I never read, yeah. travel. But looking at the direction of the country, I realized I couldn't have any fun on the golf course watching the country go down the tubes. So myself and several other outstanding people from HUD formed the American Cornerstone Institute.
which looks at the cornerstone principles that made us into a great nation. You know, we didn't go from a ragtag bunch of militiamen to the pinnacle of the world by coincidence.
That's right.
There were some real principles there, like our faith is the principal cornerstone. And our Judeo-Christian values, they taught us to love your neighbor, not to cancel your neighbor.
Not to cancel them.
Not to hate them if they have a different yard sign. And then the cornerstone of liberty. Freedom to live the life that you wanted to live, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all kinds of things that were so attractive and that attracted people from all parts of the world. And then the cornerstone of community. Being able to work together, even if you have differences.
Right.
And we had a lot of differences early on. People from all kind of different countries, they could barely even communicate with each other, but they understood the concept of the common good.
Absolutely.
What a difference that made. And then the cornerstone of life, from the womb to the tomb.
That's right.
And as we've grown more callous in our respect for life, look what's happened to our relationships with each other.
Exactly.
And then we added a pediatric component called Little Patriots because, you know, the other side is working very hard to indoctrinate our kids.
And they are.
And we have to be every bit as aggressive, and we have to have content that is just as interesting, even more interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we have the Executive Branch for America, which teaches people how the government actually works. Because we want conservatives to be armed with that knowledge. So if they go to the State House or to Washington, D.C., they already know how things work. They hit the ground running rather than spending a year just trying to get acclimated. And it's free of charge. All these programs are free of charge. They cost a lot of money to create.
Of course.
But we've gotten wonderful people to underwrite the cost.
The body coming together. What you're talking about is raising up generations in the, as the Bible puts it, in the ancient paths. These are things that we don't have to invent as Americans. These are things that, like you said earlier, a nation founded on Judeo-Christian worldview values.
Right.
If people would today, and I know both you and I lament this, that people today, they're not even aware of American history.
No.
They're not even aware of this John Winthrop when he said that America could become a city of light, you know,
right,
on the hill, taken from scripture. Of course, Ronald Reagan, you know, repopularized that statement. But people will say, they'll say to me, you're making that up. Where are you getting your history?
Well, when you see those man on the street interviews and they ask people simple questions.
Yes.
Like, you know, who fought in the Revolutionary War?
Right.
They don't know what you're talking about.
One guy asked, where was the Vietnam War fought? And they didn't have a clue. They actually didn't know, but you're exactly right. But it's a tragedy because we are producing kids that have more pop culture education than they know about Washington or about maybe King George III,
right,
or the colonial period or anything like that. But I love what you're doing and what you have done with or have been able to do in our network. And I'm sure you're a busy man. You're not aware of this, but the Real Life Network is very, very new, only months old, but our viewers need to know that your production of Star Spangled Adventures is the most viewed programming that we have. And so I've got my grandkids, for example, they just loop it, and now they want more of it. So your team cannot work fast enough.
Well, you know, we hired some very great talent from Disney and Pixar and ABC,
yes,
Kids. Who were not woke.
Exactly, exactly.
And they've been doing an absolutely spectacular job. We're all on the same page in terms of what we're trying to get over to the kids. But, you know, you mentioned something about the history. It's so critical because your history is the thing upon which you base your identity.
That's right.
And that's what you base your beliefs upon.
That's right.
That's why whenever ISIS goes into an area and conquers it, what do? Get rid of their libraries and their museums and get rid of their history so that you can easily mold the people. And we have that voluntarily going on in our society today. We need to recognize what's happening and we have to fight against it very vigorously because, you know, our history, you know, like any history of anybody, it's a spotted history.
Of course. course.
There's the good, there's the bad and the ugly.
That's right.
But there's a heck of a lot more good than there is bad and ugly.
That's right.
And we've got these people like 16, 19 and yeah. critical race theory. They just pick the bad and the ugly and they try to build everything around that.
I'm sorry, but the 16, 19 guys, I have to almost love on them in the area of pity. Because they think they're doing something. They're upping us by going off of 1620 to 1619. But what they fail to do, if they want to go back, well, why don't they go back to 1605 mm-hmm. when Reverend Hunt preached the first gospel under the sail of the ship?
Right.
1605.
They won't want to talk about that.
They don't want to talk about that. And what they want to do is they want to focus on those secular groups that were coming here to really create a market to get wealthy. And then the 1620, the pilgrims came.
Right.
This little fragment group of kind of nothingness, yet they crafted the Mayflower Compact. Nothing else really survives from the early beginning but the Mayflower Compact.
Yeah.
And so, but it's convenient for people to select their history, especially in light of the fact that there's no getting around the fact that this nation, as William Bradford and others declared, we've come here to set up a nation that is built upon the advancement or the putting forth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And
universities like Yale University and Harvard University, you know, their mission was to create educated preachers.
That's right.
People who could help disseminate values to the
people. One guy was called Pastor John Harvard.
Right.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Remarkable.
And now you don't even want to mention God on those campuses. They'll go berserk.
Well, it could actually go violent. The tolerant team could go violent on you. I mean, we've seen this happen before. So what's the future for Ben Carson? What would you like to see happen?
Only God knows for sure.
Amen. But, right.
We're going to continue to build the American Cornerstone Institute to support logic and common sense and those four cornerstone principles, working very vigorously with curriculums for the children, because the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old and not depart from it.
Yeah.
And but our enemies know that as well.
Yep.
Vladimir Lenin said, give me your children for 4 years to teach and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted.
That's right.
We got to get in there and sow those seeds first.
That's right. Great, great vision. Agree 100%. With your worldview, where do you see America heading? Or here we are coming up on an election. Where do you see it going?
Well,
honestly,
it's going in a very bad direction. There's no question about that. But it's always darkest before the dawn. And sometimes it has to be pretty dark before people can see the light. And I think we've gotten to that dark place now. And I think people are starting to wake up. You look at all these parent groups who are saying, we are not turning our kids over to the state.
Amen.
And we don't agree with all of this transgenderism and stuff like that. Now, people are, because you can't be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. And if you're not willing to stand up for what you believe in, you're going to lose it.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Carson, you just described at least our community back home in Southern California. There is an active movement in churches in California that is committed. We've organized. We've got it working. It's happening. It's being replicated. And we are winning back school boards right now up and down the states. A lot of people don't know this. But one of the other things is this, that the school boards now, when we vote in the right people, the school boards now are crafting legislation, for example, that's going against what's being mandated by Sacramento. And so parents, like you said, they've had enough. They've had enough. In California, I'm expecting good things to start coming out of California, because you hit it. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's concerned parents saying, this has gone too far.
And we have to get people to understand that we're not each other's enemies.
Exactly.
Not be manipulated. And also that the government works for us. We don't work for them.
That's right. So, Dr. Ben, how can someone support the great work that you're doing? Where can they go to frankly give money and help?
I'm glad you asked that question. AmericanCornerstone.org. And then for the children's programming, LittlePatriots.com.
LittlePatriots.com for the children's programming, which I highly recommend everybody.
Which you can get all of it through AmericanCornerstone.org.
All of it through American Cornerstone Network.
Including the Executive Branch for America course on how the government works.
Excellent. So all of it there.
All of it there.
Fantastic.
All of it free of charge.
Amen.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.